We've all heard the saying, health is wealth. You can have all the money in the world, all the fancy clothes and the cars, but if your health ain't together, can you even fully enjoy it? Welcome to the Personal Development Blueprint, the podcast that's all about leveling up and helping you become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Jay Cope. Join me as we talk about different tools and strategies to help you navigate through everyday life, creating a blueprint for your personal growth. Let's get into it. Welcome back, y'all, and thank y'all again for tuning in to yet another episode of the Personal Development Blueprint. If you're ready to take control of your life and unlock your full potential, you are in the right place. In today's episode, we dive into what personal development is all about and how you can kickstart your own personal development journey. First up, what is personal development? Now, most of us have heard this term personal development before, but what does it actually mean? Now, this is a question that I wonder, and it sat at the back of my mind for a long time when I was getting started on my journey. I just feel like people was making it overcomplicated the way that they would explain it. So anything that you're doing to improve your mind, body, or soul, that's what I consider personal development. In a nutshell, it's leveling up. 2020 was probably one of the most important years of my life. I went through a lot of changes. I mean, we all did. It was the pandemic. But it was my first time not having a job since I was 16. And I think I was 33 at the time of the pandemic. You know, I was on unemployment. I wasn't working out. I was eating whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I mean, the list, it goes on. I was pretty much just letting time pass me by. Now, after about 6 months, I started to get worried. I'm like, what if they don't call me back to work? I got a wife and two sons to provide for, and I did not have a plan B. Good thing my wife was still working at the time because that unemployment check was not cutting it. I got to give my girl a big shout out for holding us down at a super tough time for our family. So shout out, Riri. So after going into like a month of depression, just trying to figure out how I'm still going to be this provider for my family, it dawned on me that nobody was coming to save us. And that just kept replaying over and over in my head. My turning point actually came when they called me back to work. Let me tell you why the pandemic was my most important year. After getting back to work, I actually started reflecting on that whole time that I had off. And I had a conversation with myself. I'm like, I was off work for almost a whole year and I literally had nothing to show for it. And here, this was the worst part. I couldn't make no excuse for it. I mean, I had plenty of time. That reflection is what put me on the road to personal development. And then again, that just kept playing over and over in my head. Nobody's coming to save us. Nobody's coming to save us. I had to take matters into my own hands. Now that I gave y'all my whole spiel, that's what prompted me to get started on personal development. We're going to get to the main question, which is how to get started. I think when you start on your personal development journey, there's a feeling that you get inside of you. You know, it's a feeling that you want more out of life. And the fact that y'all even here listening to this episode today, that shows that you might have reached a turning point or some type of awakening. And I know some people might get turned off when they hear that term awakening or the term woke. It's been some bad juju around those terms on social media, but really it just means that you're more aware of what's going on around you and you're starting to move differently. Either way, give yourself some recognition because the average person is walking around on autopilot, not even thinking about this type of stuff. Now, it's nothing against them because I was there at one point in my life, but being able to break through that and recognize that you not only want more out of life, but you actually pursuing that. And that's what's going to set you aside from the average person. So back to the question, how do we get started? We hear a lot of people preaching about personal development, self-improvement, or leveling up. I mean, me being one of them, that's ironic, huh? But what does that actually look like? Well, here's a few simple ways that you can take that first step on your journey. Or if you're already on your journey, you can add these tools to your tool belt. The tool belt is never too full for a new tool, y'all. So first up, hit the gym. And I put heavy emphasis on this part. I think we underestimate how powerful the gym actually is. There's a reason why most people don't do it, because it does take effort and time and discipline to actually build that habit. Just remember, anything that you want out of life that's really worth something, you're going to have to put some work in to get it. But don't let that discourage you, because you'll appreciate it way more once you finally get it, and you'll get a deeper sense of fulfillment, which is what most of us are chasing anyway. We want to feel fulfilled. Try saying that five times. So getting in the gym is one of the best habits you could ever build. We have to take our health serious, man. It's our greatest asset. A healthy body gives us the strength and the energy that we need to go after those things that we want in life. We've all heard the saying, health is wealth. You can have all the money in the world, all the fancy clothes and the cars, but if your health ain't together, can you even fully enjoy it? So the first tip is start working out. I recommend hitting the gym, because once you're in that building, the energy, man, it just hit different. You're surrounded by a bunch of people that's trying to better themselves, and it just gives you all sorts of motivation. And I know, I get it. Everybody's financial situation is different. You know, people may feel like, man, I can't afford a gym membership, but there's gyms out there that run like 10 bucks a month. Come on, we spend more than that on takeout. And Planet Fitness, that's a great example for that. It's a good one to start out at. And once you start building a habit, you can later upgrade to a bigger gym. That's if you decide to. But Planet has more than enough equipment to get you started. That's where I started. And then, come on, it's 10 bucks a month. It's really no excuse. Next up, read, man. Another one of those things that might turn people off when they hear this word. But reading is one of the best ways to level up. Look at it this way. Let's say you worked out or you ran a business for, let's say, 50 years, and it's a lot that you learn in that time frame. Now, imagine putting all of that in a book and then giving somebody access to that book. You think they'll be able to benefit from all the nuggets you dropped? Come on now. We got subjects that's been studied for decades and some even centuries. So many years of game put all into a book. Y'all, these people have done a lot of the legwork for us already. You selling yourself short if you're not taking advantage of this. And although our journey is a marathon, books can help us get further faster. This is where I get a lot of my ideas from. I'm really just a messenger giving y'all the message through my own personal perspective, which is what I feel like makes my content unique. And listen, if you don't feel like sitting down reading physical books, I get it. I get it. We all busy and we got stuff to do. But audiobooks is the wave. I'm trying to tell y'all. Listen, I'm attacking all the excuses that we make. If you can ride in the car or walk around listening to music, then you can listen to audiobooks. No excuses, y'all. We're getting rid of those. It's all about taking baby steps, though, and, you know, working our way up. Crawl before we walk. And I got the perfect book to get y'all started. It's called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. This is one of my go-tos right here. And it teaches you how to build habits by starting out small and then working your way up. I'll leave a link to the free audiobook in the description. And for those who like the physical books instead, I'll leave a link to where you can pick that up as well. Now, our last tip. Meditate. I'm big on this one too. Well, I'm big on all three, but meditation is one of my favorites. They go hand in hand. Meditating, that's going to help keep you grounded. When you're not in the greatest moods, you're stressed, depressed, anxious, meditating can shift those moods. It's literally a cheat code. Once you start meditating on a regular, you'll start to notice that things that used to trigger you before, they won't trigger you as much. You'll become less reactive and more proactive. Listen, my youngest son used to drive me crazy. I mean, crazy, especially during the pandemic. And we had to homeschool. Ooh, I had to get deep in my bag of patience. But whenever he came across a problem that he didn't understand, he would get frustrated and start throwing tantrums. And then that used to trigger me so bad. It seemed like no matter how many ways I explained the problems to him, he just wasn't trying to hear it. And then that would frustrate me. Now we got two people that's frustrated, and it was like a big explosion. You know, I found myself getting upset and yelling. There's been a few times where, you know, I wanted to get my boy a two-piece. But no, seriously, I used to think to myself, like, I don't know how these teachers do it. So shout out to all the teachers. Y'all the real MVPs, because it takes some superpowers to be able to deal with that many kids on a regular while keeping you cool. But getting back on subject, after I started putting meditation into my regular routine, I immediately noticed a difference in the way that I responded to stressful situations. I would get less frustrated when dealing with my son and his schoolwork, and I noticed my calmness helped him calm down. And this was due to me being grounded from meditating. This is just one of many examples of how meditation can benefit you. And if you're not sure where to start with meditation, remember, start small. You can take 5 minutes out of your day and get a session in. I use guided meditations on YouTube. YouTube got everything, y'all. I just type in guided meditations on YouTube and then the amount of time. For example, 5 minute guided meditation or 10, 15, however long you want to meditate, and then a bunch of them, they'll pop up. I'm also going to put a link to a simple 5 minute beginner's meditation in the description so you can check that out and get an idea of how it works. And that's a wrap, y'all. My deep dive into personal development and how to get started. Mind, body, and soul, y'all. So hit the gym, read, and meditate. They may sound simple, but these are three heavy hitters that will build a solid foundation for any personal development journey. We had a lot of info in this episode, y'all. So you might want to grab a journal or even your notes app and just re-listen to the episode and some of the stuff that stuck out to you. Go ahead and jot down some of these notes. That way you can try some of them out. Make sure y'all tune into the next episode. We're going to be talking about three myths of personal development. So tune in for that, because these tips can help you avoid some of the mistakes that I made early on in my journey. Some people get the wrong idea about personal development, and this can keep them from leveling up. So tune in so these three myths don't hold you back. Thank you for joining us on the Personal Development Blueprint. We appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you picked up a nugget or two to supercharge your personal growth. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. We would love to hear some of your feedback. And remember, every little win counts on the road to becoming the best version of yourself. So stay focused, keep pushing forward, and you will keep leveling up. Key.